That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding.
That's life,
high,
eh? Riding
April.
High in April, shot down in May. Not as bad as that in the Davabet Welsh Premier League at the moment, but there must be some managers and players thinking, hold on, we got a win that week, and then we got a defeat, or we scratched a draw against a side we thought we would normally beat. Topsy-turvy business, you know, this Welsh Premier League, and hopefully we're here to make sense of it all. Hello, it's Mark Webber. Joining me, Mark Jonah Jones, and we'll put to one side the fact that we would have liked an extra 2 points from the Israel game, wouldn't we? And look ahead more positively to what's happening in the Welsh Premier League. Jamie Reid joins us in a minute. We'll be talking about his switch from TNS to Aberystwyth and what his plans are for the future. But of course, let's get down to action. We'll have a look at last weekend's games and the man to analyse them, Mark Jonah Jones. Jonah, moment of the week for you?
Well, most probably the surprise result of the week was Bangor's 4-1 victory at Airbus at the airfield. Tremendous result for Bangor. With the loss of Les Davis at the start of the season, people were starting to have whispers about, will Bangor be one of the bottom clubs? Will they struggle again? But it looks like Neville Paul's recruited some new sharp forwards, and that's a fantastic result, 4-1 at the airfield. That was, so far, for me, the shock result of the season.
So, Jonah, what's made Bangor come to the wicket in this game?
Well, I think he believes, you know, like I said, the manager's been there. He's been in this league longer than anybody else. So, you know, he doesn't sign fools or people who can't play at this level. So I know he goes into every game thinking they can get a victory. So, you know, this could be the re-emergence of a young Bangor City side.
Well, sitting at the top of that table is Newtown, of course. Maximum points, 3-3. Jonah, are they continuing their rich vein of form seen before the European Games and carried on in Europe? And how much does it matter that they are actually building a little bit of a gap now at the top of the league?
Newtown have made a fantastic start, 3 out of 3, 7 goals for, no goals against. It could be the carry on of their European form. I mean, their European form is absolutely fantastic with a victory and then two massive efforts against FC Copenhagen. But they've started. I'm sure Chris Hughes is, you know, elated at the moment to have 9 points out of 9 because nobody else obviously has got maximum points, and they've down to third place already. They got a four-point gap. Lovely to have a gap of 4 points after just 3 games. Hughes will be absolutely elated with his start. But they have a game, you know, this Saturday, another tough game for them. It's the live television game, and it's a nice place for us to go with Scorio. It's a 5:15 kickoff.
So, come on then, who's going to win that Scorio game? Is it going to be Newtown or Rill?
I think that the smart money may be on Newtown because of their 3 out of 3 start, but Rill, they had a fantastic result last week when they held TNS to 0-0. As I said last week, Gareth Owen will have Rill up and ready for it, and you know, this could be a game which gets Newtown clearer again at the top, or it's the game which will kickstart Rill's season in a big way. Their point last week was absolutely a fantastic point, and I'm sure they'll fancy going to Newtown and getting something from the game.
Gap Connors Key out of the blocks this weekend with a 2-1 win over Haverford West. Les the Truck Davis scoring after 11 minutes. Let's hear from Alan Bickerstaff after the game.
We had 7 boys today, new boys playing in our team today. So it's a new team. So it's going to take time to blend, which they will. They don't become bad players overnight by walking into our changing rooms. So it's a big 6 days for us. We've got 3 games in 6, so it's going to be everyone's needed, the whole squad, and we're looking forward to Tuesday and Friday.
So, Jonah, have Connors Key kick-started their season?
I suppose, but Alan Bickerstaff's been around the league before, you know, he knows it inside out, he's put together a side, and after 3 games, I suppose it's like, you know, you always get questions thrown at managers early doors, you know, if Manchester United or Arsenal haven't won 3 out of 3 at the beginning of the season, questions are asked of managers and have they got this right and have they got that right. I'm sure Alan Bickerstaff will take another look at it at the halfway stage, and if he's still in with a shout at the top six, he'll be happy, and they can beat anybody on their day. It's just getting the, you know, getting them right, getting their tactics right, and you know, and a couple of newcomers to the league. I think the, you know, the biggest compliment I can give this league is a couple of newcomers who've come from English leagues, you know, who presume they play in a higher standard, have found this season especially that this league is absolutely, you know, a top league to play in, and so standards might be catching people out. But great game for Gap this weekend again, and going to Ballard on a Friday evening. I'm sure Ballard will have a bumper crowd there of 400 or 500, and that could be one of the games of the weekend.
And how do you think Les will feel now he's on the run to getting the goals?
Les, he's got his first, I'm sure he was over the moon to get his first goal. He scored after 12 minutes against Halford West last week, and he's underway. He's underway. Is Les Davis the Welsh Premier's Harry Kane, waiting to get a goal to get started, and he gets up and running again? But yeah, I'm sure Les's first goal is very much a satisfaction to himself, and it takes a little bit of weight off his shoulders, and I'm sure he'll start getting in amongst the goals again now.
Well, it was a thriller at the Gen Quip. Martin Rowe straight out of the block, scoring within the first minute, and it ended Port Talbot 4, Aberystwyth 2. What an exciting game, Jonah.
Real excellent, excellent game for fans to watch. You know, goal in the first 10 seconds. I've got an official sat alongside me now. I don't know whether it was the quickest goal ever in the Welsh Premier. It is the quickest goal in the Welsh Premier League, so that is news. Yeah, the goal scored by Martin after 10 seconds was the quickest goal. And then obviously Aber went and equalised the after 4 minutes the other end. So the tone was set for a brilliant game. 2-2 at half time. And Port Talbot finished the stronger and won the game 4-2. But 400 fans at the Gen Quip, 30 or 40 Aberystwyth fans travelled as well. It's exactly what the league needs. And Port Talbot, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, with the forward line they have of Clyde Mohammed, Martin Rose, Jonathan Hood, who, you know, he looked very, very sharp. Luke Bowen to come back in, Leon Jant to come back in, could surprise a few people this season. I know they'll keep their feet on the ground there, but the forward line compares with any other forward line in the league.
Well, still to come, we'll look ahead to the forthcoming games this weekend, and we'll hear from Craig Harrison, the TNS boss. But first, Jamie Reid used to play for TNS, on loan to Aberystwyth at the moment. I asked him about the move, why he made it, and what his plans were for the rest of the season.
It was a comfortable transition. I knew a lot of lads, so yeah, it was great, and I had a good start, so I can't really complain.
And how did it all come about? Because it seemed pretty quick, the deal for me, a bit of like a deadline day deal, really.
The move came about by I wasn't really getting much of a chance at TNS, and Aber were one of the clubs interested in taking me on loan, and it just seemed like a good fit for me.
And what do you think Aber's got for you that some of those other clubs that were interested in you hadn't?
I think the way that Aber go forward, as we've seen on Friday night, I got a lot of chances, and that's something that I thrive off. So yeah, that's what I wanted, and then if they can keep providing the chances, then I'm sure I'll do quite well.
8 years ago, you were with Aberystwyth and scored on your debut, wasn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I don't know the actual times, but
you've played obviously in the Football League. You've done a lot of playing in the Welsh Premier League. Just talk up, give us an advert for the Martians that might have landed about why the Welsh Premier League is such a good league to play in, and all of the positive experiences you've had in your time in the league.
I think it's a very underrated league. There's a lot of players gone on to bigger things from the league, or been and done bigger things and came into the league and been quite surprised at the standard that it is.
I mean, obviously the good thing about the league as well is that you get to know the fans and you get to know quite a lot of the people around the club. Is there any familiar faces you saw when you returned to Aberystwyth that you were glad to see, or any that you didn't want to see again?
Yeah, I mean, that's the good thing about a lot of the clubs in the league. They're very sort of, it's family based and community based, and I think as soon as I walked through the gates at Aber on Friday night, the first person I seen was one of the club directors, and shook my hand, and he asked about my dad. He remembered my dad from yeah. It's nice in terms of it's very community based and family based, and everyone's friendly enough to welcome you in.
And have you set yourself any personal targets with Aberystwyth this season? How many goals, how many appearances? Because it really is game time you were looking for, I suppose.
Yeah, I think the main thing is getting my match fitness, match sharpness that I haven't really had much chance to get since being at TNS. And my aim is to get into the TNS team, really. So, and obviously help Aberystwyth along the way. And I've got no real personal target in terms of goals. I'll just try and do as well as I can. If I happen to be up there, then I'll be made up.
Now, let's have a look ahead at another thrilling weekend. Don't forget, you can place your bets at davabet.com. Please gamble responsibly, gambleaware.co.uk. And Jono, we talk about a test for Puttalbert Town in the next game. They play TNS, but it could also be a test for Craig Harrison. Let's hear from Craig first on how he feels about this forthcoming game.
What one win in that three games. You know, it's not the worst record in the world, but obviously we want to win every game. I want to win every game. We've set our standards. You know, we're there to be shut down, but, you know, we're going to accept that challenge and move on. Yeah, we want to win the game. Probably 2 points lost as a overall pitcher. Real done well, well organised, back behind the ball, you know, defended well. Didn't quite take advantage of it the last 20, 25 minutes when we'd wear them down, but, you know, we can't change it. All we can do is move forward, you know, myself and the staff, look at the DVD, see what we've done well, see what we didn't do so well, and then we'll put it into action, training coming up, and look forward to next Saturday. They don't need an awful lot of lifting. They've got, you know, motivation, and that's why they're professional footballers. So, you know, you say they'll have a down day tomorrow. We'll be in on Monday morning reviewing the DVD, and then the players will be in on Monday, and we'll structure our week round planning and doing what we need to do to get better, to win more football games. You know, just a standard, nothing's going to change, nothing's going to, you know, it's a standard week, you know, that's what we do, win, lose, or draw. So, you know, it'll be the standard week.
Well, he feels confident that he can get something out of this, but Talbot will really want to see this as a test of whether their rally at the moment has legs, Jonah.
Well, this is the acid test for Port Talbot. This will tell you how well they've done so far at the start of the season. They've done excellent. You know, to get 7 out of 9, it's a wonderful start. But Andy Dyer will know his acid test is this Saturday when they travel to Park Hall to face the champions. The champions have made, some people say the champions have made a slow start. They're well aware they're in third place already, and they're undefeated. They're raring to go. They'll put a couple on somebody soon. So I'm sure Andy Dyer will hope it's not Port Talbot on Saturday. But if he's the Port Talbot team would be raring to go, I should imagine, Saturday. And also, TNS will be raring to go. Some early season snipers saying they're not doing as well as this, they're not doing as well as that. Ask him again come December.
And the one game we haven't spoken about, Bala, unbeaten, now facing O'Connor's Quay, who have actually won a game. Have O'Connor's Quay found the right time to find their feet?
Bala have made a start, I think. Bala got 5 from 9. They've had 2 draws and a win. Their win against Airbus was a tremendous win when Anthony Stevens, the left-back, scored a penalty in the last minute. That was vital for them at the moment. But they've had 2 good away draws, Bala. They'll be pleased with their form. So I'm sure, though, they look to get another win at home Friday evening against Gapcorners Quay. And that would put them in the top 3 on Friday evening. Well, in fact, it would put them in 2nd place on Friday evening. And that's a smart place to be after 4 rounds of games.
And that's how for now. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget, if you want to send us an email with some ideas for the show, it's wpl@audioboom.com. wpl@audioboom.com. Keep on checking the Welsh Premier League Twitter feed over the weekend for the latest scores and news, and we'll be back to do the same next week. Ta-da!
Brought to you by Audioboom.